Hello, and welcome to Affirmation Nation with me, Bob Duca. Hi, folks. Bob Duca here. I'm going to answer another listener letter today, and this is a doozy. This is from Drew Monson. It says, can you please tell us a story of when you lost your virginity? My kids would love that. Hi, Drew. First of all, I applaud your parenting skills. You know, in our puritanical society, it is rare to find a child's primary caregiver who's willing to approach a subject of sexuality with frank honesty. That said, I am required by law to inform you that hearing stories about my sex life has caused long-term psychosexual dysfunction to persons in the early to middle stages of puberty. The following is an excerpt from my unpublished autobiography, I Am Duca. When I was 14 years old, I lost my virginity to my next-door neighbor. 20 years my senior, Helen was an immigrant from Greece. Though she had been in the United States for over 17 years, she had never learned to speak English. Maybe it was because she was embarrassed to speak with an accent. Maybe it was because she was drunk and lazy. I don't know. What I do know is that she communicated through a series of grunts, crude gestures, and when she was happy, spitting. One day she called me into her trailer to either fix a light bulb or reverse a curse that had been put on her by a disgruntled nephew. Helen introduced me to the pleasures of the flesh, ushered me into a realm of the senses. I was her apprentice in the art of lust. Our relationship came to an abrupt end when, during a particular act of lovemaking, I quite accidentally broke wind in her face. This tragedy occurred not only because of the difficult physical position Helen and I had contorted ourselves into while trying to decode the Armenian Kama Sutra. When Helen and I would make love, we would become one. I lost all sense of self. All of my defenses were down, and with it, all of my muscles relaxed. All of my muscles. Was I embarrassed beyond words? I was. Was she furious with me? She was. Did she curse my name as she took massive gulps of fresh air and brushed her teeth? Uh-huh. Did she, like a lactose-intolerant Shiva, pin me down and shift her abdominal muscles until she could even the score? Oh, yes, she did. If I could get into a time machine and go back to that moment and prevent those horrible things from happening, would I do it? No. I don't like to travel. I'm scared of the past, and besides, I learned a valuable lesson that day. Sex is only one small part of love. I also learned that emotions make me gassy, and that my body lacks an enzyme needed for the proper digestion of tzatziki. Whew. You know, I gotta thank you again, Drew, for helping me relive that. It's a bittersweet memory. Bittersweet indeed. Bob Duca's Affirmation Nation is an Earwolf Media production, co-produced by Scott Aukerman and Jeff Ulrich. You can send me, Bob Duca, a question, message, or health tip to affirmationnation@earwolf.com.